Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is, well, it was Sunday, but now it's Monday, December 27th. I started this technically Sunday night, so you have to forgive me. I'm going to be up late trying to do this podcast. I've had a busy weekend, as everyone has, because it was Christmas. And I spent today largely just recuperating from all of the bullshit that I had to go through over the last couple of weeks. Actually, last month and a half, I actually just kind of lazed around and did the bare minimum. Because, to be honest with you, I needed to recharge is what it was. And so today I kind of lounged around. Hung out with the dogs, did the dog stuff as the dogs do things, and because they, you know, they need to be paid attention to and all that stuff. And I myself just kind of needed to unwind a little bit. So I had plans. I was going to go out and do some random Nautica stuff, but that didn't work out because yesterday when I was going to go do it, I had a glitch with the car battery. The hold down for the battery plate apparently broke. And so the battery was jostling around. And then that jostled the battery cable that I fixed. And then that caused some other issues. So I'm like, God damn it. So I had to turn around and come home. I spent an hour fixing the thing. And by that time, I was like, fuck it. I'm not in the mood. And then today was I had to run errands a whole bunch. And I didn't get a chance to really do what I wanted to do. And, of course, like clockwork, snow. Got a snowstorm, and so it's like, okay, fine. I will hold off and wait for the weather to be nicer so that I can go do some Randonautica stuff and you know, not get caught unawares in the middle of a damn snowstorm. So, like a lot of other people, I try to base my plans around what kind of weather I'm going to experience. And the reason why is because the weather sucks in general in Minnesota during the winter. Because when it snows, it can either be just a sprinkling, a little dusting, or it can be full on snowmageddon. And today it's been like, you know, it's snowing, but it's not really, you know, it's not really that bad. But it's the kind of snow that's going to be wet, sticky, nasty, and it's going to be impossible to drive on if you get caught out in it, because people here in the state of Minnesota come in two flavors. You know how to drive in snow, and then there's the rest of you. There it is. I know how to drive in snow. I've been driving snow, well, since I've been driving. I know how to drive in snow. It's not that fucking hard. But I digress. So anyway, so I spent the day doing other things like getting my websites up and running. Why? Because I wanted people to be able to look at the stuff that I do and go, oh, so that's the reason why he's such a grouch. No, actually, I got the art website back up and running. It's a little nicer. It looks a little cleaner, not really professional, but what's the word I'm looking for? It looks like somebody actually put some time and effort into it, just a little. If it doesn't work for you, well, that's just the features that are built into it. The Unseen Dimension website is up and running. It's theunseendimension.com. If you get a chance, take a look at it. I'm working on getting an email address. I don't have one just yet, but you can contact me through the website. And as soon as I have one of those, that'll be awesome. I have other things in the works. I've got a couple of projects I'm working on that will be showcased on my company website, which I'm not gonna promote just yet, because, well, sometimes it's nice to have a separation between what you do personally and what you do professionally. Not that I do this personally or professionally. It's just a podcast. It's not like I want anybody to associate one with the other. It's just that it's when you have like opinions that go contrary to most people, if you have beliefs that are unorthodox, if you have ideas that go outside the mainstream, chances are you're going to be largely unemployable. Or someone's going to say, yeah, you know, I love you and I love your stuff, but not that guy. You know what, we can sell all of this stuff, but if that guy's attached to it, fuck all. It's not going to work. See, so that's the other thing too. It gives a certain amount of plausible deniability. If somebody doesn't want to associate, If somebody wants to work with me, but they need me to stay on the other side of the fence, that works too. I don't care. What it really boils down to for me is that I like having little partitions in my life. Nice little cubicles for things to just occupy space. And then, you know, the borders and boundaries that I put up don't bleed. They don't let things through. And that's the smart way to conduct yourself. It really is. And I'm sitting here trying to figure out how in the hell I got a case of Monster Energy drink, the Mango Loco stuff, when I can't seem to buy it anywhere. I must have got that over at Flea Farm or something. Yeah, I must have got that at Flea Farm. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm having one of those moments where I just realized, you know, I had a hell of a time finding this stuff at Target, and then I'm like, whoa. Because we're in the middle of the snowpocalypse. At least I think we're in the beginning stages of the snowpocalypse. And I know that if people stop shoveling their driveways and their sidewalks, that soon we will have a glacier that will come down out of Canada and wipe us out here in Minnesota. At least that's what the rubes at the National Weather Service tell us. We're all going to die. Climate change is killing everybody. Which we all know is bullshit, but, you know, it's those fucking ponytail jobs in the academia that think that it's going to happen. Can't argue with a guy that's got a full head of hair slicked back into a ponytail or a man bun. Whatever. No, I'm going off on a tear today. I've had a lot of time to ponder a lot of things. Mostly I've been kind of working on dissecting some of these flame bulbs. These are actually really cool, but the blue ones are different than the yellow ones. The yellow ones have a completely different structure, and they're completely put together in a way that is foreign to me, that I do not understand. It's neat, but it's like I'm looking at two species of animal that don't actually. They're kind of the same. They look the same, but on the insides, they're different. I don't know. I don't quite know how to explain it other than that. What it is, I've got a project that I was going to use some of these things for. I was going to take the internals out of one of these bulbs and then use it for an artifact from the Stalker 2 franchise. And as it would turn out, this don't come apart like the other one does. It's all different. But, oh well. You know, you're going to be weird in a big way. Can't say enough about Christmas. It's been pretty good. Had the puppy. Puppy's awesome. Puppy's getting along great. Lily is tearing up the house, tearing up stuff. Radar is my other dog, who's 3. He's like, he has a perpetual look on his face like, you know. And it was the same look my dog Anna had when I brought Radar home. She was like, God damn it, you know. So it's nice to see that I've paid it forward in a way by adopting another dog. If you don't have dogs or you're not a dog person, just, you know, find a podcast about cats or something, you know. Just don't listen to me. Because I'll go on and on and on about how much fun dogs are. And it's because they're awesome. And you won't understand the least bit about it. Because you're probably some cat-loving traitor to humanity. All kidding aside, though, I have cats too, so I shouldn't say anything. No, it's been an interesting day for the most part. I achieved most of my adult goals and then took a nap, and then came here to do a podcast. Got a lot of stuff set up again. Been reclaiming my house from the kiplization. You put something down, then it just seems to multiply. It's like I've got probably about 40 feet of fabric in one spot, and then I get another 175 feet of fabric in another, and 1,400 square feet of probably various other odds and ends of fabric, mostly because I'm actually trying to do some costuming work and some other work that I want to create. Some interesting things. I'm going to get into that eventually. Won't be on tonight's podcast, but it's something I'm trying to do. And I don't know. It's been a pretty good Christmas overall, though. I mean, I haven't had anything bad to say about this holiday whatsoever. But anyway, the rando nodding thing, I had an interesting experience with that. And I talked about that a little bit. And I've been going on online a little bit and looking at some other things and seeing what other people had to say about it. And I think a lot of folks have different expectations when it comes to randonautica. I think that if you go into it and your intention is to have fun with it, and you're not doing it to make money, you're not doing it to get likes or hits on your website, if you're doing it just for the getting yourself out of your element kind of a thing, then yeah, I think it's a great deal. I think it's an awesome little thing. I signed up for the pro. I think it's actually going to pay me a dividend in the sense that it will break me out of my usual rut. It will break me out of my paradigm. And if by any chance I encounter something extraordinary, then I'll have something interesting to discuss and then add to the lexicon of the whole randonautica, you know, encyclopedia, I guess. I'm a big fan of things that are a means to take you out of your element. Like, I like random radio stations for the simple fact that sometimes I may hear a song that I like that I've never heard before. Or I may just go back to, you know, hearing something going, God, I remember when music was good. This was back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. Before everything turned to shit. Before, I remember when music was good. Jesus Christ. You know, it's like, I know that there are people every day that have those conversations with their kids. This isn't music. My God, that's not animation. Those people are just moving their eyes around. You know, I mean, it's like anything else. Once you're a certain age, you've seen it all, and you cannot be reasoned with. So every once in a while, it's good to experience things that take you out of your element. And for me, I like this randonautica thing. I think that if anything, it will do the one thing that I have been too lazy to do on my own, which is to explore the world around me. This might actually force me to go look at some things that I wouldn't otherwise notice. And it's all based on my intention. So if, you know, my intention is, you know, donuts and coffee, you know, it might take me to a different coffee shop. It may take me to a different donut place. Then again, it may show me a giant toroid that's floating on the ether. It could be any one number of things that it shows me. You have to bear with me. I'm just opening a box and I'm marveling at something that I picked up because I'm going to build something out of metal. I love things that are made of metal. And I like things that fit well together too, which just excites the shit out of me. Anything I don't have to fight with is just awesome. No, I'm just going to put that there right next to Mr. Plastic Cow. But anyway, no, I'm kind of going off on my own little stream of consciousness kind of thing. I haven't really been engaged in the paranormal much, although I did see an interesting article that NASA is now using priests to prepare people for dun 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 the coming of alien contact. Which to me is, you know, wow. I'm sure that the Pope is just going to be like, oh yes, I'm Pope Mario Brothers, pippity boppity. And I'm going to tell you that aliens are all part of God's plan. Anyway, that's my terrible impression of Pope What's-His-Face. I miss Pope Ratzenberger. That guy, he was just creepy. He looked like, you know, like he ate children or something like that. But that guy, you know, that guy was like, he was like the poster child for scared straight. You know, it's like, if you sin, this guy's the guy that's going to be greeting you at the gates of hell. Do you really want that? No. No, I'll be good right now. This is the kind of Pope that frightened the bejesus right into you. You know, it's just like, wow. You know, and then you got this guy, this other Pope, who actually looks a lot like that one character actor. I know his name, too. I got to look him up. He's been in a million things. He was just recently in Tales from the Loop, too. Good Lord. I got to look it up. I'll tell you who I think he actually looks like. I know. Oh, my God. The Loop. What's his name? The main actor. Come on. Where is he? Jonathan Pryce. Jonathan Pryce looks like the Pope. Or I should say the Pope looks like Jonathan Pryce. Because I recognized Jonathan Pryce well before I ever recognized the Pope. I have that sort of idiotic recognition. Pope, what's his face? The point that I guess I'm getting at is that if we are going to be enlisting priests to prepare people for meeting aliens, then I think that they have misjudged the audience. And I'll tell you why. Because for the last, let's see here, since about 1947, we've been seeing all manner of weird shit in the sky. Now, and I'm talking about, this is just in recent history, I'm talking about, you know, the things that we actually have photographic evidence of. We've got stuff going back to the 40s, clear up. Photographic evidence, we've got all kinds of eyewitness accounts, we've got an entire division of the United States government devoted to this stuff. And you're going to tell me that between that, the predictive programming of all of these TV shows about aliens, alien abduction, all the science fiction stuff over the last, oh, I don't know, 75 years, that somehow has not produced in the minds of most Americans that there is something more out here besides just us. You're going to tell me that all of that predictive programming has been pointless, that we now have to get religion on board because some geriatric who probably, you know, I saw a UFO once. You've got Jimmy Carter who saw aliens, or he saw a UFO. A sitting president at one time saw a UFO. And you're going to tell me that we as a collective society somehow need the Catholics to step in and say, yes, yes, there are aliens. I cannot fucking believe it. And I'll tell you why. Because the last thing I need is some minister, some priest, some rabbi, some religious guy or girl or whomever telling me what my eyes and my heart already know. And I've always known. From the time that I was a very small child, I have always looked up to the sky. I have never stopped looking at the stars. And the reason why is because I have never, ever once doubted there were things in this universe that weren't us, that were looking down. I have always believed that there has been more to this world than just humanity. And the reason why is because if you take a look at your fellow human beings and you think that this is all it is, that is a pretty hopeless situation to find yourself in. Because if you're looking for salvation in your fellow human being, you're looking for absolution in your fellow human being, you are going to be horribly, horribly disappointed. That's the one thing that I saw this week that I thought was absolutely ridiculous. And I think that realistically, once you get to a point where you're shoring up the churches with government money, because that's really what it is. You're shoring up churches with government money. You know, if you have to pay somebody in a religious profession to come get with the program so that way you can talk to the rest of us about aliens, you're just grafting. You're just stealing money from the people. Because I think that if you are a thinking person and you are confronted with the idea that there is life out there, you're going to do one of two things. Either it's not going to bother you, or if it does bother you, then you're going to go talk to your local priest or whoever that you go to church with. You might talk to your friends, you might talk to family, you might talk to other people, but you know, if you are so taken aback by it that you need to get religion involved, you'll go do that on your own, and you'll do it for free. You know, you'll throw some money into the change thing, and then that'll be it. You don't need governments to sit there and, you know, get the Catholics involved. What does that tell you? Ugh. We need these Catholics on board because, you know, they're just going to call them demons. And if we just tell them that they're aliens and, you know, tell them that it's not the end of the world, it's not end times, not revelations. Anyway. I can't even begin to understand the thinking of the average bureaucrat, but I'm pretty sure it starts with, okay, my head is firmly square up my ass. Now what? Anyway, I don't know what you guys have planned for New Year's, but I know what I'm doing. I'm having a massive bonfire. I'm going to get rid of a lot of crap, and I'm going to have a bonfire. I'm probably going to do some drinking, maybe some naked dancing. I don't know. Maybe, probably, it'll be cold, it'll be winter, I'll be clothed. Hell with that. Nobody needs to see this. I was just talking about changing my diet. I want to get healthy, damn it. If I'm not healthy, how could I possibly look good naked if I'm not healthy? Again, nobody needs to know, nobody needs to think about those things because there are parts of me that look amazing, and then there are parts of me that don't. And those parts of me that are amazing, you can see from the elbow down. And possibly from the end of my nose up to about my eyebrows, because everything else is hair, receding hairline and grayness, and oof. It's criminal what happens to us as we get older. It really is. You know, I'm like, you know, four tacos away from entering a Santa Claus costume, you know, a contest, you know, where I'm like, ho, 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 ho. Oh, yes. I'm definitely a few meals away from the Jabba the Hutt contest. Whew, man, that's awful. No, but all kidding aside, though. The holidays have not been bad at all, just the high caloric intake is something that I think is, it's a tactic to get people to have enough body fat to get through winter, because there's possibility of starving to death in a cold climate culture. So you need to fatten up during from October to December, because if you notice, you've got Halloween, which is nothing but calories and candy. You got Thanksgiving, more calories, more candy. And then you got Christmas, calories, candy, cookies, food. And then what do you got? January and then February. February is candy, cookies, whatever, date night, food. You know, and then you know, it's March, which is St. Paddy's Day. You get drinking, and most people find somebody to go to sleep with or whatever after they've drank too much. And then that starts the cycle of birth, you know, for some people. I don't even know how biological clocks even work in America anymore, because we got so many damn holidays. It's a wonder we're not like, you know, alcoholics and fat, all of us, all the time. Good Christ. Anyway. No, it's been a pretty good holiday, and I've been going on about it for about 30 minutes, and I think I'm going to go ahead and tie this up real quick. Tomorrow I'm going to do some random Nautica stuff, and I'm going to set up some intention stuff, and I'm going to go on about it, and I'm going to come back on Wednesday and talk about my findings. Because if I find what I'm looking for, I'll post it to the website. And if I don't find what I'm looking for, I'll just sit in silence and pretend like everything's okay and I'm not disappointed that I spent money on something I shouldn't have. And on that note, folks, thank you for listening to my podcast. It's a little shorter than normal, but you know what? There are worse things to be than long-winded. Wait, no, there isn't. Good night, everybody.